Introduction to John. The Apostle John, also known as the disciple whom Jesus loved, is believed to have written this book somewhere around the year 90 AD in the city of Ephesus. John is the one who leaned against the bosom of Jesus, found in John chapter 13, verse 23. John and his brother James were the sons of Zebedee, but Jesus surnamed them the Sons of Thunder and included those two guys in the inner circle of the apostles. Jesus also entrusted his aged mother, Mary, to John. We see this mentioned in John chapter 19, verses 26 through 27. It is also credited to John to be the first of the disciples to believe that Jesus actually rose from the dead. He was also the first to recognize Jesus on the shore of the Sea of Galilee after Jesus' resurrection. John records the events in Jesus' life quite a bit different than the other Gospels. The purpose of this Gospel is stated in John chapter 20, verses 30 through 31. Let me read it to you. "And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." John's purpose was to present the signs and wonders that Jesus performed, so that when we read the Gospel, we will believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. There are several way cool miracles mentioned in the Gospel of John that are not referenced in the other Gospels. What were these miracles? Well, Jesus turning water into wine, the healing of the nobleman's son, the healing of the paralytic at the pool of Bethesda, the healing of the blind man, the raising of the dead man Lazarus, and Jesus for the second time supernaturally filling the disciples' nets up with fish. There are some way cool Bible verses in here as well. Let me read you some of them. John chapter 1, verse 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Did you know that if you have a Bible in your hand, you are holding a physical manifestation of God in your very hands? That's a mystery to me. John 1:17, "For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." In other words, we're no longer bound by Old Testament laws, rules, and regulations. We're now under the new covenant, that of grace and truth. Hallelujah. In John chapter 8, verse 7, Jesus says, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first." A great story of grace, not only for the adulterous woman, but Jesus set an example for us to follow. John 14:2. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Ho, a mansion in heaven. John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus makes it very clear that there is no other way to inherit eternal life. It's only through believing in him and having a relationship with him. John chapter 14, verse 12. Jesus says, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father." Jesus is actually saying that if we believe in him, we will do greater miracles, greater things than he did. This leads me to the last verse in the book. John chapter 21, verse 25. "And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which, if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Amen." How can we fathom that? And yet, Jesus says that we can do greater works than he did. Whoa, that'll make your mind spin. As we get into the book of John together, I encourage you to position yourself in order to receive all the blessings that the Lord has for you. Dear Lord, please help prepare our minds to be able to understand and comprehend your word. Please give us new revelations and insights into your mysteries. Thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit who leads us in all truth. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.